Greetings and welcome to this week's podcast. Today is Sunday, February 7th, 2021. I mentioned in last week's podcast posted January 31st, 2021, the Most High had said to me in prayer that He is exposing the hearts of His servants, preachers, rabbis, prophets, teachers, anyone who has a platform with multiple followers. The truth is, He has been trying to reach the leaders for a while to make a turn towards kingdom. While praying and asking the Most High what this broadcast should be and what it should include, He instructed me to go back and to pull out the prophetic words He had given me concerning the church over the last few years. I am going to read six in total. Four out of the six are posted, which I will leave the links in the description of this podcast. One was a personal letter I was instructed to write to a church that I was a part of at the time, and the last one is from my dream journal, which had not been published. So here we go. The Great Migration, posted on January 3rd, 2010. In 2010, the church is going to begin a migration from tradition and legalism to worshiping God in a pure and non-traditional manner. God's true church is no longer interested in traditional services where God's glory may not be present. God is going to show up in unusual places, and people who are hungry for God will go where He manifests His presence, regardless of the location. Our sensibilities will be tested as we begin to feel God's presence in unusual places. As I was praying, this is what God said. I am going to confound the world and the church through my called ones because they turn their backs on the world system. The church will see my glory on my called ones throughout the marketplace, outside of the traditional church, and will be confused. Some will think the success of the gathering is from the enemy, but those who have my true spirit will know and understand what I am doing in this hour. The church will want to lure you back into the religious shackles that many have broken free from, but do not let them. Stay separated from them until the changes I have set in motion become more evident. The church will not be able to hold on to their religious shackles. The body of Christ will move to where they see my true spirit. My spirit will leave the church houses, forcing them to make a change if they want to follow me. But those who seek me and seek out my glory will only find me in the unusual places. For my glory is not confined to a church building. Just as the children of Israel followed the cloud of glory out of Egypt, so my people will seek out my glory and follow me. It will not matter to them where I preside. My provisions are boundless within my glory. This recent word from God is related to a prophecy I received a couple of years ago regarding the separation in the church. The definition of church comes from the Greek word ekklesia, which means the called ones. Matthew chapter 20 verse 16 and Matthew chapter 22 verse 14 states, "For many are called, but few are chosen." The term "many called" does not mean everyone is called of God. Within those who are called, only a few are chosen. The separation that is taking place is among the called ones. These are the ones who will gather in the unusual places to experience the glory of God. Their ears will be sensitive to God's voice, who will lead them to Him out of the dark places and into the light of His glory. Where God's glory resides, we will also find healing and peace and love and prosperity. The anointing of those who partake of His glory will be very strong. There will be boldness among God's called to propel God's will in the earth. The unity among God's called will be strong and powerful. Strongholds will begin to loosen and people will be free from many kinds of shackles. Poverty, sickness, anger, unforgiveness, and even the real shackles of those who are incarcerated will be removed from God's called. For bondage cannot reside in God's glory. 2010 will be a pivotal year for God's people. In all humility, we will receive His goodness. Confusion will be replaced with clarity as we receive God's instruction for our lives. Some will go against the grain of what we perceive as normal. But as we heal from the need of man's acceptance and approval, we will move forward and set new standards for the world in many areas, such as business, medicine, entertainment, and even sports. End prophecy. And this word is not just for 2010, but it is a continuous word for God's people moving from glory to glory. A Church with No Walls, posted on June 5th, 2010. Once, not long ago, I was praying about the church and the Lord showed me a vision of what the church is to look like. In my vision, I was looking down at a church building and observing the activity going on inside. The church building had a roof, but I could still see through the roof. However, the church had no walls. I was watching the activities in fast forward motion. People were moving in and moving out, but only three or four people consistently remained in the building. The people moving in and out were always different people, never the same. The vision intrigued me, but I admit it took me some time to understand and accept the meaning of this vision. My traditional concept of church seemed to get in the way. However, the understanding had become clear over time and as time progressed. To explain the concept, let me first summarize local churches and what it currently looks like. In the Western world, there are many local churches in a given neighborhood. The churches look different based on various architectural designs, often because of denominational and cultural traditions. But these divisions cut off the Holy Spirit. Power is to flow vertically through God's people. These are the walls that divide God's people. A couple of years ago, I went for a drive in a small town in the southern part of the United States. It was an old coastal town, so there were many historical buildings, including churches. The churches were beautiful in their design, some Catholic, some Methodist, as well as various other denominations. But when I drove past these churches, I sensed the presence of the demonic as I've never experienced before. These demon spirits were sitting on top of the churches, and when I drove by, they looked at me with hatred. I can only describe what I felt as being extremely uncomfortable, which of course was intentional on their part. And once I passed the area of the city, the feeling began to subside. The experience I just described seems extreme, but I mention it for a reason. Our division within the body of Christ, whether it is denominational, theological, or cultural, is governed by demonic strongholds. These strongholds block the power of the Holy Spirit from flowing through God's people as it should. So the church with no walls represents the divisional barriers coming down. It represents our Holy Spirit connection with God flowing through each of us to the next person and getting God's mission fulfilled in the earth. There is a transition taking place in which the walls are being removed. Major transformation is happening within the church. This transformation must take place in preparation for the end of times transition. Our connection with one another will be vital for many reasons. Those who are resistant to change will be left to the world's devices. In my vision, the people moving in and out represent the churches operating more like a pit stop to to fulfill specific needs for the body of Christ. Once the needs are fulfilled, people move on, possibly to the next pit stop. There are no longer memberships of churches in which all needs are met by a specific church group. The churches are more representative of the body of Christ in that if a church functions as the hand, then its natural function manifests itself like the spiritual function, perhaps similar to the inner city churches which provide free meals to the community. Each individual church will begin to understand its Christ bodily function according to how it was designed, and the body of Christ as a whole will begin to function as it should. See 1 Corinthians chapter 12. A church with no walls is a goal for the body of Christ. Already there is evidence and confirmation from God's prophets as churches are beginning to position themselves through prayer. The hardest part will be letting go of our traditions and allowing Jesus to establish a new order. May God's will be established in the earth. End of prophecy. The Axe Man Revisited, posted July 21st, 2015. The Lord has instructed me to revisit a vision I had about the church a few years ago in 2009. The original vision is posted within this blog. However, I am going to repost with an updated interpretation from the Lord. Before I do, allow me to explain that many of the prophecies concerning the United States signal that we are going to see major calamities beginning with the economic collapse this fall in 2015. While I agree with many of the prophecies since they align with what the Lord has shown me, because of prayers and intercession, there will be a delay with what is coming to allow the church more time to prepare. The Lord is also continuing to use this time to allow the church to repent and turn our hearts back towards the Lord and away from the agenda of man. In the not too distant future, the separation that is taking place within the body of Christ will be complete. The separation is between those who follow Jesus and those who do not, meaning there will be no place for doctrinal differences or for those who have elevated themselves to the level of celebrity so that it's hard to tell the difference between them and Hollywood. Here is the vision that I received. Not long ago, while meditating and praying, I received a vision. I was looking afar unto the shore of an ocean beach. There was a tall wooden statue, almost as tall as the trees that fenced the back of the beach. A man with an axe came and chopped the statue down. The whole statue of what appeared to be an ancient holy man with long hair and a great beard toppled over into the water and was carried away by the waves. Then another statue appeared similar to the one before. This time I was closer and able to see the details of the statue and the man with the axe. The axe man cut this statue just above the base of the knees, but the statue did not break apart. It toppled over intact like the one before and was carried away by the waves. Another statue appeared and then another, each one cut down by the axe man. It didn't matter where the axe man hit, the entire statue toppled over and was carried into the ocean by the waves. The statues were of men with great beards and long hair. They were carved in ceremonial robes similar to that of Levite priests. The axe man also had long hair and a beard. He appeared very small compared to the statues, but he was strong and he did not miss. It only took one stroke of his axe to topple over the statues. The statues represent church leaders who are idols to their congregations. These church and ministry leaders elevate themselves to a high position and make themselves the priority and the object of affection. The trees that fence the back of the beach represent people. The fact that the trees are tall and the statues are tall indicates that they feel important in their own eyes. The axe man is Jesus, Yeshua. His size in the vision is an indication of how little he is respected and honored. The beach is the realm between spirit and the world. The ocean represents the world and its systems, and yet it is the axeman, Jesus, who has the power to judge and cut down. I will cut these men from my glory, and they will hear from me no more. They will be carried away and swallowed up by the world. My grace and mercy will no longer be with them. They will be among the walking dead, that is, living and breathing, but empty of my spirit. The Lord has already started to separate what is represented in this vision from the ones who truly follow him. In the weekly prayer meetings I started this summer, we had been praying and repenting on behalf of the church. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, it says, "If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and require of necessity my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive them their sins, and heal their land." It is not the Lord's desire that the church be separated, but we are called to do great things in this next season, and he needs a church who will hear and hearken to him alone. End of prophetic message. December 2015. Dear pastors, I want to let you know about the experience I had when I went to a Christmas party this past Wednesday. When I entered, the music was very loud, but this in of itself is not unusual or even bad. True worship music will invite the angelic. There is also music that will invite the demonic. The music that was played shocked me, and not because it was secular. I could only bear to stay a few minutes, and then I felt compelled to leave. When I left, I was upset and crying because of what I witnessed. I couldn't tell the difference between the Christmas party and a nightclub. At first, I couldn't understand why I was so upset. After all, it is just a Christmas party. But the atmosphere at the party was so far from church atmosphere and the way church atmosphere should be that it shocked me. God wants his glory to shine in the church. He wants it to shine in each ministry. He wants us to look like him in all things, even play. There is so much the church does right in the eyes of the Almighty, but there is a lack of sensitivity to the enemy's deceptive ways within the church. One or two things can stop his full anointing from coming through, and it can invite more demonic activity and even bring correction from God. God wants us to be distinguished from the world and to understand spiritual matters and how even music can open the doors for demonic visitation. While I was at the party, I felt agitated the way I feel when I'm in the presence of the demonic. Certain music attracts these spirits, and I wonder who took some of these spirits home with them. I not only don't want to be in the presence of demons, but I don't believe they are to be tolerated in our church or in our homes. Why are we not teaching about holiness and sanctification in every department and in every small group? I have been praying for holiness for our church and will continue to pray. Most things I see I don't talk about. I bring it to the Lord. But this time, when I brought it to the Lord, he told me to bring it to you. So I have laid this concern at the feet of Jesus and also at your feet. Please let us repent as a church body and move into all that God has for us. I hope you understand that this is not a complaint, but a very serious concern for our church. Blessings and shalom. Pickup truck registration will not be renewed. Posted April 5th, 2020. Last night, I had a dream where I saw a man in a pickup truck. It was an older model, but it looked brand new. I was admiring the trunk, and I complimented the man on how well it looked. The man was sitting in the driver's seat. I walked from the front of the truck to the driver's side, and I noticed what seemed like registration notices on the wall of the far side of the truck. The wall of the truck was taller in this part of the dream so that I could see the notices clearly. One notice said, not to be renewed. This shocked me since the truck was in such good condition. I asked him about it. And this is the point when I realized he owned the truck for a long time. He was aware that the registration was not going to be renewed, and he had a sad look on his face. Then I woke up. In a dream, a truck is similar to a car and can represent ministry. It can also represent provision or a lifestyle. This is what I heard in my spirit. Everything as you know it, as the world knows, is coming to an end. The way you receive provision, ministries, lifestyle, it's all coming to an end. There will be a different set of standards coming. The man in the dream owned his truck, ministry, provision, or lifestyle for a long time, and he was sad because he knew that he would no longer be able to operate the truck and would need a new vehicle. From Dream Journal, written September 28, 2020. I dreamt that I was traveling down a residential street. There were very tall row houses. I was on the left side of the street. Every now and again, I would see houses covered or camouflaged. People were getting out of their cars and going into the covered houses. One house had a very large theater curtain covering the house so that you could not see. You couldn't see the house at all. People were getting out of their cars and they were carrying Bibles and notebooks. They would go up and go behind the curtains and you couldn't see them anymore. Even when they pulled the curtain back to go into the house was still hidden so that you did not and could not see the house at all. And then I woke up. All of what I have read is pointing to the direction the church, the ecclesia, is heading. The shakeups and shifting is to wake up the called ones out of their slumber so that they can be set in their rightful places. We must not only see what the Most High is doing, we also have to ask, what does this mean for each of us individually and corporately? A single prophetic voice sees in part and prophesies in part. This is my part that I contribute to the oracle orchestra of Yahweh.